item number two is the lease agreement with Milwaukee Health Services for the Community Health Center project.
Good morning, Chairman Lutzo and board members. Ken Jinlak, our Director of Outpatient Treatment Programs, was placed on the agenda to review this lease agreement with all of you, but he had the opportunity to present at the State Substance Abuse Conference, and he is currently presenting there at 8 a.m. He will be joining us for the full committee. and will be present if by chance there's something that he needs to address or you would like to have addressed. But we made the decision for him to represent Milwaukee County by presenting at that conference, and I'll review. Our request in front of you is for approval for us to proceed with a lease agreement with Milwaukee Health Services Incorporated Community Health Center. This is in line with the other three agreements that we have with the other community health centers in town, for us to create a clinic to have a presence of our crisis services at MHSI located at 8200 West Silver Spring Drive. At that location, we would be moving forward with a five-year term with 1 5-year option to extend. Our first year rent would be $67,515 with 3% annual increases for the life of the lease. This is actually a large section of space for us in comparison to the other agreements, that we would have 1,791 rentable square feet plus 2,848 of square feet shared with MHSI, lobbies, restrooms, a conference room, joint area that we would be using with them. Rent is all inclusive except for the telecom and data, which would be put in by Milwaukee County and covered by Milwaukee County, which again is the exact same that we have for the other leases with the other community health centers. Additionally, for this location, the capital costs of some of the renovations for us to be placed into the location at MHSI is partially funded by Wisconsin Healthcare Partnership and funding that they gave to MHSI to help have this partnership occur. So that is the main specifics of our lease with MHSI. And as I said, we are requesting approval to move forward with the lease agreement. If we are able to move forward with construction, we believe that we would be, we are hoping that we would be able to actually move into the location somewhere between March and May of next year.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. Discussion. This is all in line with the co-location theory, if you will, or philosophy. How many staff are going to be located? What disciplines are going to be involved in this? And can you speak to that a bit? And I would guess, you know, originally there was a lot of discussion about this hub concept. We're off of that. This is now the new hub, if you will. So just speak to that kind of background.
Sure. For our locations at 16th Street Outreach and now would be at MHSI, they would follow very similar patterns as to our access clinics. So we would have nursing services, clinicians completing assessments for behavioral health and substance use disorders, and then also work into that prescribers. So nurse prescribers overseen by psychiatry to be able to prescribe medications. So that would be our staff, plus also administrative support to keep the flow of a clinic occurring. At this location, we're also going to have space for landing pads for our mobile teams, Team Connect, care coordination, really any of our team members or Milwaukee County DHHS team members to be able to stop in. If they are providing services in that part of town, they can come in and actually use some space that we have available there. But as for serving clients, we would be looking to do the same model that we do for our access clinic services, so that people who are uninsured or underinsured can receive behavioral health and access to substance use disorders, substance use disorder treatment, whatever that might mean. So we can provide brief crisis services at that location, plus the ability to see a prescriber start on medications, but eventually transition to a long-term provider as we try to help people get insurance, or if they're not, we have our contract with Outreach Community Health Center to do long-term behavioral health services for individuals that need that service.
So under the new state SUD program, can are any of the services that are billable under the RSUD or SUD?
We actually bill all of our services there under our DHS 34 Emergency Mental Health Services. We do not currently have a functioning 35 or 75. Milwaukee County does not hold either of those certifications for outpatient mental health or for the SUD services. But we bill all of our services, all of the services that we provide there under that 34.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I see Mike has something he'd like to also add.
Yes, there he is.
Mike. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I just wanted to add to Amy's comments, just to sort of, you had mentioned the hubs, and so, yeah, so 6 years ago, we talked a lot about hubs, and you know, just to put it back on the record to keep it fresh, you know, we went out in the community, we heard lots of feedback about our proposals for hubs, and the overarching message was, don't build a hub. That's not what we want. Instead, partner with places and agencies that we feel comfortable going to in our neighborhoods. And so that's when we made the pivot to the community health centers. In this case, you know, Dr. Izzard and his team, but Dr. Perez and, you know, the folks over at Outreach Community Health Center worked really closely with us because they really saw the benefit of this synergy, this collaboration, where we would provide these supportive crisis mental health services in their venues. And then the folks that are coming there also then would have access to great physical health care and really a long-term and sustainable mental health provider once we helped sort of navigate them through the crisis. And then, of course, we have the added benefit of our staff will be using this no wrong door approach to care, where if someone comes in and they have a need around housing or benefits or disability services, our staff are going to be informed and capable to help make the warm handoffs to those services as well. So this is achieving the vision of the hubs by getting us closer to the people we serve and really moving our care and services upstream. We have four community health centers we partner with. There's a much smaller team at Progressive, but with this, we essentially have north side, sort of northeast side and south side. Really, we have key partnerships now in the neighborhoods where most of our folks live. And if you look at the utilization data for both PCS and our crisis service, we are right where we need to be. And we're so thrilled to have these partnerships. We are just getting started. So at this point, the staff have been deployed the way they're deployed. But, you know, over time, the idea is with this model, staff really are interchangeable and could move to the venue where the need is the most. We could change a service approach to meet a particular need in a particular neighborhood. And then we may identify things where we may move into a new service or provide a new collaborative in these spaces. But this is really the kickoff of what we saw as the future for a long time. It took us a while to get here because these are complicated arrangements. You know, we're even with licensure, I mean, one of the reasons we don't have a 35 license is you can't have two in the same address. So these organizations already had DHS 35 certified clinics. So we can't operate under the current limitations of the rule, our own sort of standalone clinic. But for us, DHS 34 crisis service makes more sense at this point anyway. So just wanted to call it out that this is us finally getting to the goals that were set in, you know, 2013, 2014. And I think this is just an example of us being responsive to community feedback and listening to what people tell us and actually delivering on the message. So I just wanted to call it out so people kind of get that this is a huge deal for us. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, it's inherently exciting. Integrated care is one of those concepts. You cannot be against it. It's like motherhood and apple pie. You cannot oppose those things without getting yourself into trouble. So integrated care is just one of those inherently valuable positions to be, advocating for. So it's exciting. So we have a motion, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous.
Thanks, everyone.